This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm ready for the kids to go back to school. I got to tell you, man. I mean, they're good kids, but I'm like, yeah, it's driving me crazy. Very, very tense time. Gosh, I have in the last 48 hours seen some things that you would not have expected, and I just hope to high heaven it doesn't get worse. As Trump has issued guidelines, the 15 days to slow the spread. It's not an official lockdown, but there are a lot of recommendations in terms of if you're feeling sick, don't go to work. Kids should not be going to school. They should be staying home. If you're senior, elderly, stay home. If somebody in your household has come back positive for coronavirus, you don't go to work. You self-isolate, you call and get tested. So this 15 days of trying to kind of limit our interaction with others is, at this point, it's appropriate because, you know, the disease is, I think we have over 5,700 cases in the United States, over 90-some deaths and rising. Expect the cases to go up. I'm not panicking about the number of cases per se because we're finally testing them. So it's going to seem like we went from 0 to 90, but now that we're slowly getting tests, the number's going to go up. I am very nervous about the deaths and about the number of ventilators that we have and hospitals and things like that. But amid all this apprehension we have of the virus, I am seeing some very kind of scary behavior by people out there. You would think that people would come together this time around. You would think people would be more willing to, you know, help each other. And you see the hoarding. I mean, it's every man for themselves in the grocery stores. You see people fighting for, I have some real nice, you know, I live in a real nice community where people are pretty nice and they let you, I mean, they're cutting you off. They're racing to the store. They're racing to where they're going. And this idea of we're going to isolate ourselves kind of implies being around others are bad and people are bad. I witnessed a bunch of people who kind of, needed help recently. And there were a group of individuals who just decided to just mess with a whole bunch of them. And I can't explain it in words of, I just saw this evil kind of go on. And I'm like, why, when this is supposed to be the time everybody's helping each other? You know, I mean, people's careers are in jeopardy with a lot of different, and there's, you know, there's people trying to help each other, and you would think that this would be the time where everybody comes together, and you're not. I'm just seeing evil. And I thought I've seen it all. I thought I have, in my middle ages, right, the middle age, not telling you exactly, but y'all know how old I am anyway. But, you know, being the age that I am, I think I've seen it all. I think I've seen, you know, I've seen abusers, I've seen murderers, I've seen, you know, people do bad things, I've seen people try to suffocate each other. I mean, you see that, but you don't see people under the guise of being good guys be evil. And then they just be evil just in front of other people. And it scares me because it looks like if you have groups of individuals out there that have no problem being evil and they think there's going to be no repercussions and they're hurting innocent people out there, then and nobody's stopping them, it's not going to stop. I mean, I'm almost seeing a pre-Hitler time. Look, we're actually going into an isolationist movement right now. All right, we are going to become so isolated in terms of, I don't know if you're watching this, whether it's the 15 days that Trump recommends or what's going on in France or whatever, but you're not allowed to dine into a restaurant, you know, go through a drive-thru, which all makes sense. Well, so we're going to start seeing companies want to make drive-thru windows. I wouldn't be surprised if Walmart, Target, you know, supermarkets come up with drive-thrus. A friend of mine who has now passed away, young guy, died of cancer, had told me years ago, Dahlia, let's set up drive-thru grocery stores. People don't want to go into the store. Let's do this. Let's open up a chain of drive-thru grocery stores. And I didn't have money at the time, but I'm like, that idea is brilliant. It is brilliant. And by the way, if anybody does do it, please call it Joey. Okay, because Joey was my friend who died, and he was the one I was going to do this with, if we were going to do it. But you're going to see drive-through grocery stores, drive-through everything. So if a building doesn't have drive-through, trust me, construction will go up because people are going to want people to be able to buy and shop. Drones. I think you're going to see drones, an explosion of drone stock and drone companies because people are not going to want to be around other people. This is coronavirus. It's not even Ebola. It's not HIV. It's not a whole variety of things that are out there that make people sick. It's coronavirus. Well, I mean, it makes people sick, but I mean, you know, we have, you know, more vicious things out there, and the country is ready to lock down. The Strip, the Las Vegas Strip, casinos are closing. They're going to disinfect. They're going to scale things down, but we are seeing a country shut down. And then what is the country going to look like after the shutdown? Now, trust me, people are going to want to see other people. They're going to want to hug. When I got to see a whole bunch of my baby doctors, and it's like, oh, my God, we couldn't give each other enough hugs. You know, when you haven't seen somebody in a while, you just want to, you know, show love. People need that. But if people are skeptical about the virus being out there, and it will be, 15 days, it's not going to be gone. It's going to be around more. You're going to want to still see this distancing. Now, luckily we have the internet. I don't know how the internet is going to hold. I don't know if you guys, but I am getting the slowest internet rates because I think everybody's stuck home. So they're just on the internet and they're streaming. So I'm not sure what's going to be happening with the, you know, hotspots and things like that. But we are in we are now kind of locking down in an isolationist mode. And maybe that's good. But right now I'm seeing lines of people for guns and buying ammo. Did you hear that? Not only are people trying to buy toilet paper, but they're trying to stock up on guns and ammo. They're worried about the human response. And I, you know, I'm not going to go into too much detail of some of the BS I've seen, but, you know, just, you know, don't think that person out there is there to give you a helping hand. I've been seeing some very, very strange behavior, and you guys are going to have to protect yourselves. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Daniel and Jason, we got a whole crew out there, and I just love them to death. Okay, so we're going to open up the phone lines to take your questions. Some of you guys can call live right now at 1-877-362-3254. Some of you have called in on the answer line. Let's go to those calls now. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, Dr. Dolly, this is Will. I'm a Las Vegas resident. I listen to your show from time to time. I haven't listened to your show in a few days, so maybe you have mentioned it. But what I'm not hearing from medical professionals, mm-hmm. however, I am hearing it from nutritional professionals, based on science, based on massive research, about the following nutrients. For example, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, vitamin A, beta-glucan, things like that. There are others, definitely, that help the immune response be stronger. All of those supplements, nutrients, whether you get them food or whether you get them supplements, all of them help usually with an anti-inflammatory response. Vitamin C is an anti-inflammatory. And we can do things that lift our immune system. I'm not hearing anybody, except for Dr. Oz, by the way, who went into detail on those nutrients and others, about how you can pump up your immune system. And I don't know why you, or I'm assuming, and other medical professionals aren't telling everybody, increase your A, increase your C, increase your D, increase your zinc, increase your beta-glucan. These things help your immune response. They help your white blood count go up. We can do a lot to prevent getting the effects of this virus if we get it. Thank you.
No, that's a great question, great comment. So, yeah, you have missed when we've talked about vitamin D and vitamin C. We talked about the risks and benefits. We talked about sleep. We talked about rest. I don't know if you've seen my articles on things to buy while the fresh food are taken out of, the fresh food is all hoarded. I put a list in my article of things to buy, including vitamins and supplements. So, Dr. Oz, fantastic show. I know there are certain companies that he endorses, and I'm not sure what relationship they have with the show, but there are many companies out there that help, you know, sponsor a lot of these shows, and so the reason why you haven't heard me say a particular brand, or as you might hear some other, you know, shows do that, is because I purposely have not connected with one brand because I can't vouch for it. I mean, you know, supplements are very tricky in terms of what you get in one bottle versus what you get in another bottle. But you bring up a good point as to why you're not hearing more and more doctors say that. It is on purpose. It is on purpose. The reason why is doctors are warning how people are The vitamin industry has been exploding. People have been buying vitamins. And again, it's on my list. It is on my list for people to get their supplements. I think making sure you're not low in vitamin D, making sure you're not low in vitamin C. If you're not eating nutritiously, you have to have vitamins. And in fact, we bought them too. During this whole panic, I wanted to make sure we had vitamins and supplementation. However, if a doctor goes on the record saying, buy and load up and take vitamin A, it could interact with people's medications. Like if you're on Coumadin, if there's a listener out there on Coumadin, and I tell them to take vitamin A, they could mess up their Coumadin and they could die. They could get a clot or they could bleed easily. So I have to be very responsible with what I say in terms of vitamins. High doses of vitamin A could also, you know, cause liver issues. Vitamin D could cause renal issues, liver issues, pancreatitis. So being low on vitamin D, which we talked about, I think we talked about a few weeks ago, sorry you missed the show, on why, you know, we're not seeing people in Africa or maybe, you know, those countries closer to the equator have as much of an issue with coronavirus is because we were thinking vitamin D. But I would rather, you know, you get your vitamin D naturally. I'd rather you get your vitamins naturally. You know, fish, fresh roots and vegetables, that's going to be difficult this time of year because of all the hoarding. But unfortunately, these medical experts that you'll see on the news, they have to be so cautious about telling people to go run and take vitamin C tablets. We're telling people to eat fresh vitamins, fresh vegetables. But vitamin C tablets could cause kidney stones. So, you know, it's all about liability and legality and, you know, what we're allowed to recommend. But when the USPSTF says, you know, look, you know, don't be, you know, recommending that people take vitamin E for heart or this for whatever, we have to follow that. you know, if you're licensed and you're board certified and you're, you know, supposed to be kind of, you know, following the rules, you know, telling somebody to, you know, go and you know, swallow a bunch of tablets of a unknown vitamin source of a company where you don't, I mean, see, the problem is there's been studies where a lot of these vitamins don't have what they say they have, or there's extraneous components. And so those of us who love vitamins, I mean, I was in practice with a homeopath and a naturalist. I mean, I really, really like, you know, as natural and more do-it-yourself and building up your immune system as they come. But if I don't know what you're getting, and, you know, companies are putting, you know, cobalt blue dye and their specs in them to make the pill look cute and all sorts of other stuff. If there's an elderly person on Coumadin or Digoxin or, you know, these medications, you know, for their heart or to prevent stroke, and I'm telling them to take something that I can't, that is not FDA verified and FDA approved, I could be doing more harm. So I do agree we should be hearing more of the conversation of, guys, are you getting good sleep? Are you getting fresh air? Are you getting exercise? Are you eating right? Are you, you know, and you're not getting that. You know, people with strong immune systems, you know, usually have pretty damn good diets. They have good sleeping habits. They exercise regularly. And so, you know, when we're looking at, you know, who's getting coronavirus and who's not, we're a little scared, you know, by thinking, well, gosh, you know, that person was in their 40s and they got coronavirus and they looked healthy. You know, we just heard an ER doc is in critical condition. Most ER docs are pretty damn fit. You know, and so, you know, we think to ourselves, well, gosh, you know, as long as I have a good immune system, I should be okay. And you're right. For those of us with good immune systems, we'll probably be fine with this coronavirus thing. You know, but how do you get a good immune system? Sometimes it's genetics. Sometimes it's personal habits. But if you eat like crap, you sleep like crap, and you think you're going to swallow a bunch of pills that are multicolored from some, you know, generic company that we've never heard of, I can't tell you that that's going to save your life. You know, another reason why because I've asked doctors why they aren't recommending, you know, vitamins, like supplements, pills, is some have said, because watch, people will think they don't need to eat their vegetables. They'll say, I took my vitamins, so I don't have to eat my vegetables. I can have my carbs, you know, for lunch. And so, you know, we people do strange things. And so when a doctor says, go take a vitamin, you know, now, if you are vitamin D deficient, that's an issue. And we've been talking about vitamin D deficiency as long as I can remember on the show. I can't tell you to go out in the sun and get melanoma. I don't know how much sun we all can get before a cell decides to go rogue. And I'm scared to death of melanoma, but I'm also scared of people being vitamin D deficient. You know, and if vitamin D is very difficult to get in food, some of us have to take supplements. You know, I take vitamin D supplements. I'm a big fan of supplements. If I know the company, if I think they're, you know, government approved, if I don't think somebody's, you know, messing around with the substrate or the ingredients. So yeah, you know, this coronavirus there's not a lot of rhyme or reason. Let me give you guys the latest numbers here. We're at 190,000 cases, 7,500 deaths. In America, we're up to 5,200 cases, where I guess our death rate is right at about 94. France, who has initiated a very strict lockdown, we'll talk about that. They have more cases than us, 6,600, 148 deaths. South Korea, 8,300 cases. Germany, 8,500 cases. Spain, 11,000. Iran, 16,000. Italy, 28,000. China, slowing down at 80,000. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Attention. Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is confirming creation of a massive economic stimulus proposal.
It's going to be big, it's going to be bold, and the level, again, of enthusiasm to get something done, I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like it.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin suggests the aim is to flood the struggling economy with money and help hardworking Americans affected by the coronavirus outbreak. Also speaking during the coronavirus press briefing at the White House, Vice President Mike Pence says every American should follow government guidelines.
If every American acts on the president's coronavirus guidelines, we could see a substantial reduction in the spread of the coronavirus.
States are continuing their response to the coronavirus outbreak. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is activating the National Guard to help with the response effort. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-362-3254, 1-877-362-3254. I'm asked about unemployment benefits. And if I could talk about what's happening in terms of labor, there's a lot of confusion as to whether people are going to have a job in 15 days or not. Let me just kind of review what's coming from the White House. Okay, in terms of job loss, not a lot of industries are forced to close yet, but many are doing it because they're slow. Trump had issued yesterday these guidelines to try to slow the spread of coronavirus over the next 15 days. Basically, the list, easy to read, says listen and follow the directions of your state and local authorities. If you feel sick, stay home. Don't go to work. Do not go to school. If your children are sick, keep them at home. Do not send them to school. Contact your medical provider. If someone in your household tested positive for coronavirus, keep the entire household at home. Do not go to work. Do not go to school. Contact your medical provider. If you're an older person, stay home and away from other people. If you are a person with a serious underlying health condition and can put you at increased risk, like lung function, etc., you need to stay home and away from other people. If you are young and healthy, you are at risk and your activities can increase the risk of others. It is critical that you do your part to stop the spread of coronavirus. Work or engage in schooling from home wherever possible. They say if you do work in a critical infrastructure industry, as defined by the Department of Homeland Security, such as healthcare services, pharmaceutical, food supply, you have a special responsibility to maintain your work schedule. You and your employers should follow CDC guidelines to protect your health at work. Avoid social gatherings in groups of more than 10 people. Avoid eating and drinking at bars, restaurants, food courts. Use drive-through pickup delivery options. They're also saying to avoid discretionary travel, shopping trips, and social visits. They're not banning us yet. We'll talk about what's going on with France. But for here, they're saying right now it's still voluntary, but they're asking us to avoid. If we don't have to go shopping, don't do it. They say do not visit nursing homes or retirement or long-term care facilities unless to provide critical assistance. Practice good hygiene, wash your hands, especially after touching any frequently used item or surface. Avoid touching your face. Sneeze or cough into a tissue, they're recommending, or inside your elbow. I've just never liked the elbow thing. I don't see how that protects. Disinfect frequently used items. School operations can accelerate the speed of coronavirus, so they are recommending school closure. We talked about that. Older people are at particular risk, and all states should follow federal guidelines and halt social visits to nursing homes and retirement and long-term facilities. And then, of course, if you have community transmission in your neck of the woods, bars, restaurants, food courts, gyms, other indoor and outdoor venues where people congregate need to be closed. All right, so if you can't go to work, this is what people are concerned about. They are scared to death that they will get fired. So you have your kids aren't at school. You don't have a babysitter. You have to choose between staying at home or going to work, and going to work and being exposed to others, then coming back and bringing it back to your kids. And so there's people out there afraid they're going to lose their job. Most employers, though, I'm hoping are being cool. And so you're seeing many places just go, you know what, we'll just close down temporarily. But the problem is then you have other employees going, no, please don't close down. I need to work. If you close down, I need to make tips. Please don't close down. You know, so you're seeing a lot of companies out there, you know, you're like, why are they still open? Why are these restaurants, why are they still open? Why are the beauty salons still open? Because people still need to feed their families. Now you would think, all right, we'll close down and everybody could get their holiday pay or their vacation pay. Well, if that's only like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, then what? Now, true, you know, Trump brought up 15 days, but, you know, look at what's going on in Italy. They're still having increased rise in cases. What I'm hearing from people is they have no idea if the 15 days is going to be enough. And so one conversation that's happening is if they only have X amount of leave that they could get, can they wait as long as possible before they start using it? If there's been businesses that have been closed for a week, and we haven't even had the full-time restriction, many people have already lost their week, you know, coverage. Now, the U.S. government has expanded, hopefully, funding, $850 billion stimulus package, including $250 billion for Small Business Administration loans, but a lot of, you know, small business owners are going, so what, I got to borrow more money? I have to borrow more money, and there's no guarantee that when this is all over, I could even reopen. You know, I might be bankrupt before that. So another thing that many workers are doing is asking to be laid off. You know, I was hearing layoffs, you know, a week or two ago, and I'm like, really? You know, I you can't try to still allow them to, you know, feed their families. You're really laying them off. However, that will hopefully allow people to get unemployment benefits. So there's arrangements being made where, okay, we'll lay you off. You could get unemployment and then hopefully come back when we could reopen. It's a mess. It's a real mess right now. You know, people ask, what do I think we should do? Well, if we are having the spread, before it gets even more out of control than it has, I mean, if we're going to have to bunker down and we know we're going to have to do it, just do it now. The sooner the better. I mean, it's going to hurt. It's like ripping off a bandage. It is going to hurt. But if we are going to be where China was with 70,000 cases before they started to limit, I don't think we'd be able to then just do 15 days. We've had 94 deaths. That's 94 too many. But we're nowhere near the 3,200 that China has. Or the 2,100 that Italy has. Plus, hospitals saying, look, guys, we can't take anymore. Our hospitals are full. We're not going to have enough ventilators. Help. So we have to decide, you know, we are going to be on lockdown. So, okay, so let me see. Where's France at? Let me see. What's going on here? So France, you need a note. You need like a hall pass. France is going to be locked down for 15 days. If you leave your houses, you have to fill out a form as to why. Now, you fill out the form, but there are 100,000 police officers that are going to be deployed to enforce the measure. You will be fined $150 for violating it. Why? Well, because when France closed places like bars and coffee shops, people still wanted to gather together. So French President Emmanuel Macron on Monday announced a 15-day lockdown starting today, saying people's journeys outside will be greatly reduced. So basically, in France, you download a form, you fill it out, every time you need to make a trip. Police will stop you and look at your form. If you don't have the form, you have to pay $150. The document asks for your name, your birthday, the reason you're going outside, and there are only certain reasons. You can't, you know, I guess say, well, you know, because, you know, I have a Tinder hookup. And they have 100,000 police officers deployed for that. Now, it will be interesting to see if crime goes down, you know, but America may be next. So if, you know, Trump's getting all this pressure, you know, because all these other countries have done the lockdown, expect it to happen. So in terms of unemployment, I'm not exactly sure what tipped, you know, employees will be able to get from unemployment. But, you know, it's obviously not ideal. Unemployment is never, you know, enough. But at least it's something in the meantime. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments. You know, many of us have been going to Amazon to get our groceries. So rather than going through, you know, and standing in lines outside, we're ordering from Amazon. Well, Amazon has had some, backlog, and I ordered some stuff about a week or two ago, still haven't gotten it. Prime my butt. Yeah, I was supposed to get it in 2 days, but I get it. They're overwhelmed. Amazon said yesterday it plans to hire an additional 100,000 warehouse and delivery workers amid a surge in online orders due to the coronavirus outbreak. Now, isn't that interesting? You know, here we think Amazon is going to eventually move to very, very automated and automation. And actually, in times of crisis, where do they go? Humans. So we're, we still have jobs for a little while. The company is also going to raise pay for warehouse and delivery workers to $2 for an extra $2 an hour. Amazon said some brands in the household staples category were out of stock, you think, and warned that some of its delivery promises are longer than usual. So they're going to hire another 100,000 employees. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. They are looking for extra full-time and part-time positions for warehouse and delivery workers. Now, people ask, well, will they be allowed to work? Well, it all depends. If the employee, if they are considered essential, they will be allowed to work. Because people still need food, people still need their supplies. The delivery drivers, if they don't have to have people contact, they should be able to go outside, hopefully. Through the end of April, pay for these employees are going to be increased by $2 an hour. Amazon currently pays $15 an hour. And sometimes more in some areas. I didn't know that. I thought they, paid minimum wage, so that's good. Amazon encourages employees in other industries whose jobs were lost or furloughed as a result of the coronavirus to apply, including members of the hospitality, restaurant, and travel industries. They said, we want those people to know we welcome them on our teams until things return to normal and their past employer is able to bring them back. Now, some of you are like, okay, well, good. I'll go online. I'll do some more shopping. Well, now we're going to have some, Amazon still has to hire. And so breaking news out of Amazon is they are going to stop stocking and shipping all non-medical and non-essential supplies from its warehouses until April 5th. Medical goods, baby products, groceries are now going to be prioritized. Now, you have third-party sellers. I mean, this makes sense to you or I. Go, well, yeah, I mean, they're busy. They have to send food out. They can't be sitting there mailing out makeup and stuff. But you have a lot of businesses that were relying on that. Amazon has already run out of many cleaning supplies. They have huge delivery delays because there's been mass panic. Online shopping now is ramping up because officials impose curfews and lockdowns. We're going to talk about the curfews also. So, what are non-essential? Well, they said right now they're going to concentrate on household staples, so probably toilet paper if there is any, paper towel, etc., medical supplies like bandages, things like that, and then other high-demand items, probably like food. They say other high-demand products, good. Baby products are going to be high-demand. Health and household items, beauty and personal care products, groceries, industrial items, and, of course, pet supplies. So they're not really giving us a list of, things that aren't, clothes. Well, maybe clothes are going to slow down, although people do need clothes. So Michael Michelini, a partner at Alpha Rock Capital, they sell around 10 brands on Amazon, told the Wall Street Journal that this latest move makes things nerve-wracking because the firm won't know where to stock its shipments of shoe and car accessories coming in this week. Amazon said that independent merchants will still be able to sell on Amazon without using its warehouses and that products already headed for their warehouses will be accepted, but then it's going to get blocked. It blows my mind the little ramifications of things that you just don't even think about. you just think, you know, okay, well, you know, these people are going to be okay. These people are going to be okay because people can work from home. And, oh, no. We have a very, very small sect of the population that is going to be okay. We have in the economic fallout of this is beyond comprehension at this point. You know, I mean, it's just, box companies. I heard that we don't have enough boxes. All those Amazon boxes that we throw out after we buy tons of products, is anybody reusing them? Is anybody bringing them back to Amazon to reuse? Eventually, I heard that there was a company where they cannot keep up supply. And that was like a year ago. It was about a year ago. He owns a huge boxing company. Said, we cannot keep up the supply for internet shopping, not to mention trees and things like that, and things that are needed to make these boxes. And here we are, where now they have to ship and supply beyond what they're expecting. And, you just never, these are just things to think about. I hear that some grocery stores are going to be hiring. We don't have a lot of grocery stores. You know what I would do? The one thing we're going to talk about is these pods, these drive-through pods, testing pods, where people could drive up in a line through a area, parking lot or whatever, get tested for coronavirus, a swab in the nose or a swab in the back of the throat or both, and then drive on. Well, if I was Starbucks or a food company, you might as well take their order, let them drive up, get their supply, you know, you'll be dressed in a hazmat suit, and then let them drive on. I think what's going to eventually happen is they're going to have to open up these areas, like maybe like where I live, Las Vegas Speedway, or, you know, some of these parks where people could drive through, order something, right, pay for it, buy it, pick it up, and then leave. And so the drive-through pod testing is kind of, you know, going to be the main way people get tested. Urgent care centers, clinics, they're just overwhelmed right now. So they're recommending that in those cities or states that have, you know, those facilities and those abilities to do it, you'll drive up, get tested. They'll come around the car, whoever in the family needs to be tested, they'll do that, but they will be completely in gear. Well, at that point, you're missing a lost opportunity. You know, I mean, if you could have every worker, you know, protected and covered, et cetera, then, you know, maybe there's ways to do commerce and retail. You know, I don't know if hairstylists are going to be in hazmat suits. I don't know if, you know, I expect a lot of roots. There's like this meme going around where in the next 2 weeks we'll know everybody's true hair color. Everybody knows my true hair color. Oh, sorry. Sorry, not getting a lot of sleep the last few weeks with this. But, you know, people are having trouble getting their nails done. And you're like, oh, woe is me. Well, those are issues. You know, these are things that, you know, there's just all these little ramifications. They're like, well, boo-hoo, people can't get their hair or nails done. Okay, well, what about those workers? Where do those workers go? Amazon's only hiring 100,000. We have millions of people. Where do they go? Where's Tom Brady going? We knew Tom Brady was leaving the Patriots. We just don't know where he's going. Of course, they're kind of being hush-hush. Some people think the Titans. Some people think the Raiders. I don't know, but whoever gets Tom Brady, dang. It's going to be pretty exciting. All right, 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S.
Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.